Welcome. Keep going with the noise you were going to make.
I didn't know we were recording.
Oh, we're recording.
I'm being silly.
Big time. We're recording.
Hi, world.
Hey, world.
John, is this the main episode?
No.
What?
No, here on Very Fine Friends, we're going to do a little bonus.
No.
Improv.
Bonus improv?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Wow. Okay. The only thing we need, I think, maybe just like...
Suggestion? Suggestion. Oh, okay. Your suggestion is invasive.
Ooh, invasive. I like when people say that, like, oh, it's going to be invasive surgery. It's like, yeah, it's surgery. All surgery is invasive, isn't it?
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, do you need to say that? Like, yeah. I'm already anxious enough.
I know. Yes, you're cutting me open. I know.
I think anything that goes into your body, even if it's a needle, is invasive.
Yeah.
Remember Food. That problem I was having?
Yeah.
They had to put a needle in me.
Ooh.
At urgent care. It hurt. I wanted to, like, throw my legs. I was on my stomach. I wanted to throw my legs like I was having a tantrum because of the pain.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
I'm really proud of you.
Thanks.
Way to control tantrum legs.
Thanks. Yeah. You know what else can be invasive? A plant.
A plant?
Yeah. And animals. Like, you know, in Florida, they have like a shit ton of iguanas.
They do?
Yeah. And they're invasive because people like just like let them go and they breed. There's like, so they
just like let iguanas loose. Like, yeah. Like they get it as like a pet and then they're like, I don't want it anymore.
So yeah. And then they like breed with other
iguanas,
abandoned iguanas. And now they're full of iguanas. They recently had a big cold snap and they all froze and like fell out of trees. So people were like collecting them out of the streets.
Did they die when they froze? Or was it like suspended hibernation?
Suspended hibernation. Some of them died, but not all of them.
That's so weird. Florida, what are you doing? Get your act together.
Yeah. Get your iguanas out.
That's so weird. So like enough people decided they wanted an iguana as a pet. Then enough people didn't want to keep it anymore.
I don't know if that's the whole reason. I just know that's part of it.
And then they let it go.
Yeah.
And then those iguanas managed to find that there were so many of them that like small iguanas were finding each other in the wild.
Iguanas are sitting at iguana level. So it's like if you and me were in the woods and I saw you, I'd be like, oh, there's another human. I know that because my brain told me.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is like but they're small. Florida's big. You got one. So presumably somebody lets that it go and they just kind of like put it on the ground and they're like, there you go, Mr. Spock, you're free now, right? Then somebody else does the same thing 5 miles away.
Mm.
Those two iguanas meet.
Yeah.
Breed.
Yeah.
Create new iguanas.
You are underestimating the power of horniness.
I do always underestimate that power. Yeah. I think power is probably the wrong phraseology for that.
Power? No, I don't think it's that. It's just right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And now, improv.
Babe, it's me, Dwayne.
Hey, Dwayne. I know you. You don't have to say your name every time. I know your name.
I know. Thanks. I found 10 more iguanas.
Honey.
Can't we keep them?
All right. You know I'm a sucker for the iguanas.
Yes, go ahead, guys. Wander around the house. It's yours now.
Hey.
I just love them. Look at them running around. Scamps. You're scamps. All of you are scamps.
Come on, honey.
Yeah.
They're lovable scamps.
You're lovable with your tails. You're scampy.
Oh, honey.
Yeah.
Is that?
Call me Dwayne.
Sorry, Dwayne.
Yeah.
Is that your trench coat? It's moving down the hallway.
What, that?
Seemingly of its own accord. What is going?
It's, what don't you understand? It's the iguanas. What don't you get?
Oh my goodness, they're all stacked on top of each other.
I know, look. It's the height of a toddler.
Oh. Well, a very tall toddler. It's your trench coat, Dwayne.
Oh yeah. Wow, they grow so fast.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Look, now it's making coffee.
Oh, the iguanas just want to be
just like us. They're our children. You know that, right?
Well, then I guess we have to do what we do with children. Enroll them in school.
Yeah. Throw them in school.
Throw them in school.
What I was about to say. Okay. Oh, God. I mean, I feel so nervous that they'll be bullied in school.
I think they'll be fine.
Really? Even as reptiles?
Yeah.
When all the other kids are human?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because if anything happens to our babies, I'll be so depressed.
No. Everything will be just fine.
Who are you talking to?
You, Dwayne.
Thank you.
Mm. Cut to school. All right, honey.
Okay, all right, babies. Mama and Daddy love you. Mama and Dwayne, we love you. Dwayne, Daddy loves you.
Dwayne's wife, Mommy, loves you too.
Thank you for trying. You're doing really well. Thank you. Oh, God, hold my hand. Oh, God, I was watching him. Oh, boy.
There they go. Oh, look. They're talking to somebody. Oh,
I love that we taught them English. Oh. We're good parents, you and Dwayne.
Yeah.
Well, I guess all my fears were based on nothing.
Wait, what's going on over there?
What is it? What's happening? What is it? What's happening?
Wait.
What is it? What's happening?
Dwayne Jr. Our iguana.
What are you seeing? Like, there's a pole. What are you seeing?
I'm seeing little stacked up iguanas that we're calling Dwayne Jr. is...
Don't minimize them.
It's pulling the little girl's hair.
Okay. She probably did something. Little bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. What did you do to Dwayne Jr., you little bitch?
Yeah.
Hey, you little bitch.
Yeah, just forget your hair. That's gone now.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, you scared me.
Hair's for people that aren't little bitches.
Yeah.
God.
You told her.
What a traumatic thing it is to be a parent. I know. God, you're just wearing your heart on your sleeve.
You have to let them walk away, and you have to just trust. You have to just trust.
You just trust that they're going to just take all the stuff that you taught them and... Go up.
Oh my God.
What?
Oh my God. Dwayne Jr.
Wait, what are you seeing? No, I'm behind the pole.
He just flashed open his trench coat.
He just
Why are you looking, you little perverts?
Yeah, you little pervert. Hey, little pervert. Stop looking.
You hurt my wife.
Yeah.
Wife of Dwayne.
Yeah. Listen to wife of Dwayne, you little pervert.
Wow.
God.
He's really fitting in though.
Yeah. What's wrong with kids today, though?
Like, I don't know. It's the parents. It's always the parents.
Wait, honey.
What is it?
Oh, no.
I can't see. There's a fat woman in front of me.
Oh, which... It's okay. I'll sidestep her and I'll look. Oh. He's... Oh, Dwayne Jr. He's talking to a teacher, it looks like.
What? Huh?
Wait, he just slapped the teacher.
Good.
What did that teacher do?
What did you do to our son?
That scene.